Hi, everyone. This is Rabbi Weil. We're here at OU Radio, and we have two fantastic special guests. When you hear about their story in the film that they're producing, the documentary that'll be coming out soon, it's a documentary you will not want to miss. With us today, we have the director and producer, Yitzi Hertz, who's calling in from Los Angeles, California, and Sammy Grundwerk calling in from Jerusalem. So we're here in New York, Los Angeles, and Jerusalem. And the film is Life is Strange. A fascinating documentary, Life is Strange. It's going to be opening starting January 24th at the Quad Theater in New York, the Quad Theater, Q-U-A-D, in New York. If you want to see a trailer, which we'll be providing in Shabbat Shalom, and we'll be providing on the OU website, there'll be a trailer of the movie, but you can go to their website, lifeisstrangethemovie.com, lifeisstrangethemovie.com. We're going to open up and have a chance to speak with the producer and director. We're going to start with Yitzi Hertz. Yitzi, if I could ask you, and please feel free, Sammy, to jump in at any point, what motivated you to undertake this project? And tell us a little bit about Life is Strange.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us. Sammy and I both grew up together in Miami Beach, Florida, and I guess we were really surrounded by Holocaust survivors, in a sense. It's a bit of an older community. I myself am a grandchild of Holocaust survivors. And these people made a big impression on us. We really both, Sammy and I, enjoy speaking to older people. And they have a certain chen, a certain shine that we wanted to try and give over to other people because I suppose, you know, kids growing up today aren't going to have that opportunity that we had to meet these people, to speak to them face to face. And we wanted to preserve a little bit of what we saw, of what was so special to us. So we started to interview people. We started interviewing people about their childhoods before the war, because that's what interested us so much. we wanted to know what made them the people they are. We wanted to know who they grew up with. We wanted to know what those communities were like. I think both of us were, you know, particularly curious about what things were like before the Holocaust. And it really didn't dawn on us that we would make a film. We really wanted to compile interviews. After we reached a certain number of interviews, it occurred to us that, you know, we may have a film here. So we got some editors, and we started working, and we learned from our mistakes, and we came out with something I think is a special film. What do you think, Sam?
Absolutely. Yes, Rabbi, again, thank you for having us, and greetings from Jerusalem. As Yitzi mentioned, when we started out, we didn't think that the end result was going to be a documentary. It was almost a bit of a project between childhood friends, and almost really starting with in this case, with Yitzi's family as a family thing. But you know, it really turned into something I think unique and different, because it's well, obviously it's related to the Holocaust. It's really not. The focus is not about what happened during the Holocaust, during the camps, although that's certainly also a very important subject matter and important and also interesting. But we wanted to do something different that really focused on the beautiful aspects. I mean, it's also tragic because when you realize that this is what was lost and this is what was destroyed, but the film is actually parts of it very uplifting and funny, even. And I wanted to. It shows really something that's very different, that focused on the beautiful aspects of what life was like, Jewish life in Europe before the war. And really, what we found so interesting is, as you mentioned, we both were fascinated growing up, speaking to and hearing the stories from people that lived during that time. So I want to actually emphasize that they're not all Holocaust survivors. Some of them left before the war, but it was A lot of the people that we interviewed were Holocaust survivors, but some had left, were lucky enough, fortunate enough to have left before the war. And that was really the focus. And what was interesting was we'd find ourselves asking the same types of questions, as Yitzi mentioned, you know, what it was like at home, what it was like in shul, what it was like during the holidays. And even though we interviewed people from very many different places across Europe, we got so many similar answers. I mean, obviously, each story is a unique story, but it really painted a picture of a world that's lost and that was destroyed, and that's what we found so special about it.
So we have biographical information, we have autobiographical information from young men, young women who grew up in communities in Hungary and Poland and Germany throughout Europe, each with their own unique, distinct experience. Some were city people, some were growing up in small villages and shtetls. And they talk about their childhood in the grandeur, the majesty, the beauty, the experience of it, and then, of course, how life changed. And they speak about, of course, now these people are in their 70s, 80s, 90s. They have a retrospect on their life and the impact and the contrast. The film will be playing here in New York from January 24th through January 31st at the Quad Theater in New York from January 24th through January 31st at the Quad Theater. If anyone would like to take a look at a trailer, and it's an outstanding trailer and an opportunity to get an insight into the film, go to the website lifeisstrangethemovie.com, lifeisstrangethemovie.com. Yitzi, will there be shows in other cities? Because many of our listeners and those who are receiving the information via email live outside of New York. Are there going to be any showings outside of New York?
Well, we're working on that. We're starting with New York. That's the really big market, and we have some plans to try and show it in Toronto, Miami, some other cities. We're also working on putting it on the internet so people can stream it. I assume that, you know, by the end of the year, there will be a number of different ways that somebody could watch the film. But we're hoping for a successful turnout in New York that would start it off and give us the opportunity to do all that. So. That's the plan.
Who, for the audience, you spoke to a certain degree about what makes this film unique, if you'd like to develop that a little bit. And what would you say, what is a take-home from this film, for those who are coming to view the film?
Well, I think the take-home sort of depends on the age of the audience. We imagine this film for young people. We mentioned for everybody, basically, but our idea was that this film would give young people, you know, kids who haven't really had the opportunity to meet survivors or people from that generation, it would give them an introduction into who they were, into that culture that they represent, that they're a part of. And it would allow them to encounter firsthand people that they may not otherwise meet in their life. It's a great introduction to the generations that preceded them. For older people, the life before the war, a lot of times it's like a mythology. People don't really know what to believe. Did everybody live in a little shtetl? You know, what was the quality of life before the war? We get such filtered pictures of what it was like. Even those famous Vizhnyak photos, a lot of people don't know. He was commissioned to take pictures of poor people, which is why, you know, they all seem like they're living incredibly impoverished lives. So the film gives you a chance to see and hear and feel exactly what it was like from real people that were there. And the other thing is that, you know, as that generation, it's really disappearing nowadays, we wanted to make some kind of a legacy a little bit, you know, along with other people who are doing different things. But we wanted to try and leave something behind. Where you could it's so different to see somebody speak and to hear them speak and to see their face when they remember. It communicates so much more than anything you can read in a book. And it allows you to, in a sense, through them, encounter that world firsthand. What do you think, Sam?
Absolutely. The only thing that I would add, everything that Yitzi said, the only thing I would add is, I think, just to illustrate it, is in terms of the takeaway, I think it really drives home the point, which is applicable, I think, to everyone everywhere, that in every circumstance, that, you know, those first few years of life as a child, when you're now interviewing a person who's gotten on in years, and you're having them reminisce about, you know, those first, you know, 10, 12, 15 years of life and what it was like, it shows you just how formative it is. I mean, just to illustrate one point, actually, which is where we took the title of the film from, Life is Strange. There's a gentleman in Toronto who is telling the story how 70 years earlier, his I think it was his music teacher thought that he was speaking and making trouble in class, when in reality he was coughing, and the teacher gave him a slap across the face. But this gentleman, 70 years later, was telling the story just as bothered as he probably was 70 years earlier. And this is just an illustration, but the point is that the takeaway really was what an impact those first few years of life have on an individual for till the end of their days. And I think that was a big takeaway.
There was a film that was done on the Kindertransport. It actually was called Into the Arms of Strangers. It won the Oscar as the best documentary that year. And it was just that. It was people reminiscing about their childhood and about the transformation, how literally their childhood, which in many cases was glorious, other cases was not as glorious, but how it all changed. And that retrospect and that perspective of a person looking back, and that's part of the power of this film. Yitzi, would you add anything in terms of what makes this film unique?
Well, I think that what makes the film unique really is the focus. The focus is on it's on the culture that preceded the tragedy, that preceded the war. That's what motivated us to start doing the interviews, and that's really what the film concentrates on. It talks about all those little details of life that you wonder about. What did they play in school? What did they eat? What were holidays like? And one of the things that really comes across powerfully is the experience of Shabbos for a lot of people. The way it was almost like a destination. It had a completely different character than the rest of the week, which is something I think that, you know, it's a lot of us are missing. So I think it answers a lot of questions about, and it also whets your appetite, or, you know, creates that curiosity for, you know, what were the kinds of lives people led beforehand? How do they relate with the way we live today? You know, it allows us to see the way that we live from a different perspective. So I think that what's specifically unique about it is the focus. It does not focus on the destruction. It focuses on the life. It focuses on the beauty that was there that unfortunately we don't get to see anymore today.
Yitzi and Sammy, will either of you be speaking at any of the showings that take place at the Quad?
There's no media plan for that right now.
Okay.
Unfortunately not. I'm in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, the timing isn't going to work out.
Okay. So again, for a very powerful, meaningful film, and again, the trailer can be seen on, will be on the OU website, OU.org, but go to lifeisstrangethemovie.com, lifeisstrangethemovie.com, and you'll have a chance to see the trailer. The film will be playing at the Quad January 24th through 31st. It's something that is powerful, cathartic, an extremely meaningful film. The footage is top-notch footage. And it's a film that really forces one to think, to be introspective, and there's a lot of takeaways, as we've just heard. We look forward to seeing you at the Quad, and we want to thank the director and producer, Yitzi Hertz, and Sammy Grundwerk for being here. Before we sign off, Sammy, Yitzi, is there anything else that you'd like to say to the people listening to OU Radio?
When we booked the theater, I told them that we didn't want to play the film on the Shabbos. And so it's not going to play on Friday night or Saturday day. The theater owner was a Jewish guy, and he told me he's been in business for, I don't know, maybe something more than 30 years or so, and he'd never gotten that request before. So I just thought there was something interesting and unique. You know, with the content of the film, you know, whether there are heterim or no heterim, it just really didn't feel right.
Rabbi, I just wanted to add, first of all, obviously I echo what you said and encourage all the listeners to go out and see the film. And just to add a last point about the uniqueness of the film, I would say, you know, one of the things that struck me as we've received feedback at various places where the film has been screened. It was screened here in Jerusalem last year, for example, and one of the things that we hear over and over is that so many people come and say, you know, oh, that person reminded me of my grandmother, or that person reminded me of my mother, my father, my uncle, or, you know, you should have, it's a shame you couldn't interview such and such a relative or a person. Is that it's a non-exhaustive type of thing in terms of the people that could have been added and could have fit in to tell their stories. But it captures very well in a representative way that people really can relate to a person or another based on someone that they've spoken to or someone that they're related to. So I think that it creates a unique experience for the viewer.
Thank you. We're extremely grateful to the two of you, especially it's quite early in Los Angeles, it's quite late in Jerusalem. On behalf of all of us, the listeners here at OU Radio and those who will be seeing this on the web, we know this was a labor of love, and it was a very powerful experience for the two of you to create. We, the beneficiaries, are grateful. We have a profound sense of gratitude for this film that you've created. I want to wish you all the best. Thank you.